Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing, my little snickerdoodle? What is today? Today is, hump day. It is Wednesday, June 28th, 2023. Happy hump day, darling. This tweet just popped up on my screen and it said, unwashed pillowcases reportedly contain more bacteria than toilet seats. Yeah, faces are gross. We touch them. Yeah, no, that makes total sense. People drool on them. You know how much bacteria is in your mouth? And like, at least toilet seats get bleached once in a while. You know, if you're drooling on that pillow. Thank you, Twitter. You little cesspool of information. It's hump day. It is Wednesday. I have had a very productive week. As you guys know, I put out that first audio, Pleasure is Pleasure. Ultra Hypnosis and I did that little combination. I fully intend to add a little bit of sound effects to that at some point. I think that one would really benefit from some binaural sounds. So I'm going to work on that maybe for next week. I'm not too gung-ho. I have other things I'm working on this week. The bunny hypnosis that I put out on YouTube yesterday is doing extremely well. People love it. So good little bunnies. It made me so happy, honestly. It was such a silly... I need that silly sometimes. Sometimes I think I get too heavy and then I'm like... Let's lighten my mood up, shall we? Today is also International Body Piercing Day. Isn't that fancy? I have very boring piercings. I just have my ears done. I've never done anything wild as far as piercing myself, but I have admired them on many people. Do you have any weird piercings? If you want to share with class, please tell me where. The best body piercing story I have, though, let's see, I was in college and I was with my boyfriend and he was a total nerd and we were with a bunch of other nerds and we went to this little party somewhere. I don't remember where. And that's totally irrelevant anyway, I guess. But we went to this party and it was mostly a bunch of dudes, which was fine. You know, I'm a flaming nerd. But I remember going outside and there was this girl who was smoking and she was talking and she was completely drunk and adorable and she was so tiny. And she was like, yeah. And I don't know how it came up, but she was like, yeah, both my nipples are pierced. And I was like, really? I was like, that's fascinating. I mean, can I see them? And she's like, hell yeah. And she like whipped her shirt up. And I just thought of all these guys who would absolutely die at us two girls standing outside. I wasn't smoking, by the way. I need to make that clear. I've never been a smoker. Not that I felt judged, but I was just outside. I think we were getting ready to go. And I was like, she had the most gorgeous tits. Oh my God. That is a memory. I'm glad I just read that because I hadn't thought about that for a long time. Yeah, she let me touch them and everything. The ride home with my boyfriend. I'm like, guess what happened outside while you guys were inside? Oh, I've actually seen a lot of tits randomly. Been in like many public restrooms. I'm just now like rifling through. You can hear the gears shifting in my mind as I think about these wonderful experiences I've had in life. But like women's restrooms for me have always been the place where, like, for some reason, people just want to show off something. And then there was this one time where my girlfriend was considering getting breast implants. And every time we went to a bathroom, if she thought somebody had them, she'd ask them about it. And if they had them, she'd be like, can I feel them? And we'd all be feeling each other's breasts because she wanted it. She did eventually get a really nice set. They're beautiful, honestly. It was, Yeah. Anyway, whew, that's my hump day. And that's your hump day, too. So happy Wednesday. We are almost to July, which is insane to me. Maybe Friday I'll do the 1970s reading of this month's coming horoscope, the Cancer. So look out for that maybe Friday if I remember, which I probably will because I'm always excited to read those horrible horoscopes from the 70s. So I hope you have such a good day. I have lots of things to do. Oh, and I finally decided on a schedule for Twitch streaming. So I wanted to have at least 2 days of dedicated time that I could promote. So one of them will be today, Wednesday, and I think I put 1 o'clock on Twitch. I should really be more sure of this. I think I said 1 o'clock on Wednesdays for like 2 or 3 hours. Yeah, like 3 hours. Yeah, that feels comfortable. So I think I'll do Wednesdays from 1 till whenever I'm done. And then I'll do Mondays from like 3 till a couple hours, few hours. It depends on how much fun I'm having, honestly. But I wanted to have a dedicated schedule. And then I really like streaming late at night. So I'll probably add 1 late at night stream time. I just haven't decided on... I hate committing to things. Because it's hard for me to feel like I'm obligated to do something. And I know I could cancel a Twitch stream. Like, that's not a big deal. But right now, I'm just going to stick with the 2. And then I'll probably decide on maybe like a late night Thursday. I don't know. Anyway, thank you for letting me just ramble my thoughts. Thank you for letting me just work this out on my own. If you don't follow me on Twitch, you don't have to. But I like to see my numbers go up. And it's so much freaking fun hanging out with people on there. I'm not even joking. So anyway, welcome to all the newbies. Listen, I got a few messages while I was away this past weekend that my Discord server link was bunk. It's because I didn't actually log back on to Discord to grab a new one. So if you want to join the Discord and I sent you a bad link, would you just send me a message? Because I had a few of them over the weekend and I don't think I can remember to go through every single message and I don't want you to feel neglected. I'll try and look back through. That is something I can try and do. So yeah, send me a message if you had a bum link and I will send you a fresh one, okay? It'll just help me so that I'm not like sifting through tons of messages. I get a bunch of messages sometimes, which I'm happy to. I love chatting with people, but yeah. So that's it. Happy Wednesday. And ooh, trying not to burp. Happy Wednesday. We're almost to the weekend. And I know a lot of people might have a long weekend coming up, at least in America, for the 4th of July next week. So you're almost there. We're almost to Friday. I can see it. It's in my sights. All right. That's it. Much love. More later. Love you. Bye.